Welcome, everyone, to this group frequency calibration on overcoming the collective fear, the coronavirus. I'm just going to give people a couple more seconds here to log on. We have hundreds of people on this call. So thank you, all of you, for joining, especially our EU people who have set their alarms so they can get up and listen. So welcome to all of you. All right. So I'm just going to talk to your minds for a little bit, okay, just to give context for this work, because there's a very wide range of people on this call, from people who have been given this as a link by a friend to people who are extremely experienced with frequency work. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of context. This is a really intense time, and people are feeling a lot of fear, and I'm sure you've picked up on that. They're feeling fear about getting sick, about their loved ones getting sick and potentially even dying. And then there's the economic impact of the virus because of the loss of sales, loss of income, and everything else that goes along with trying to respond to the virus. We haven't seen anything like this in our lifetimes. It is totally unprecedented. So now all media outlets have been focused on the unfolding epidemic, as well as a great deal of public conversation. So it's almost impossible to get away from the message that we're all faced with impending doom. Whether or not that's true is not actually relevant to today's session. We're addressing the fear that people are all feeling. Now, this isn't something that people are talking about or even likely aware of, but there are two types of potential infections happening at the moment. First is the physical one, that of the actual coronavirus. This is what everyone's talking about and focused on, how to protect ourselves and help prevent the spread of the virus, things like social distancing, quarantining, disinfecting, etc. Then there's the second type of what I'm referring to as an infection for purposes of our discussion today, which in my mind is just as significant. This is the one that no one seems to be addressing in this way, that's happening on the emotional and psychological levels, the collective fear that we actually have the power to overcome. The collective fear is kind of like a whirlpool that can pull us all in if we don't have the stability and the power to overcome it. And if we get pulled in, our emotional response is probably going to be way out of proportion with the actual threat. No one is talking about how to prevent ourselves from being infected by the fear, or very few are. We're sensitive as people. So we're sensitive to the motions of the collective, even if we're not aware of the collective. And obviously, it's a scary time, and this virus does present a physical danger to us. But people's general emotional reaction to this virus has gotten really hyped up, as I'm sure you've noticed, such that many are feeling and reacting like they're facing certain death. So yes, it's scary and dangerous, but it's not the Black Plague of the 14th century where you would die for certain if you contracted it. So ultimately, even though there is a lot of fear all around us, the better, more grounded, centered we are emotionally and psychologically, the better we are able to respond to the physical circumstances, and the better we'll be able to make well-considered choices and decisions as we navigate these uncharted waters. So the goal of this group frequency calibration is to help people distance themselves from the collective fear and be able to address the challenges and questions that we're all being faced with from a stronger, more neutral standpoint. So as I mentioned, there are hundreds of people on this call right now, and many of you are new, so I'm going to do a very brief intro here. I'm not going to go into who I am and how I do what I do in any significant detail here on this call. There's plenty of information available on the How It Works section of the sphericaluminosity.com website. But in a nutshell, I perceive frequencies that make up our reality and in collaboration with people's higher selves, I'm able to remove what I call distortion patterns that create or influence your reality in a way that keep you stuck. If you don't understand this, I recommend that you listen to or watch the free podcast episode called Frequency Work Fundamentals Part 1, which you can find on my website. It's free. Okay. So what is awesome about the numbers of people on this call is that because we are all coming together with the intention of becoming even more aware of our connection only to pure source and wanting to clear the distortion patterns causing us to get sucked into the fear of the collective, we have a tremendous amount of momentum on spirit level to move faster and have more impact not only on ourselves, but in our intimate partnerships, families, communities, and into the oneness. So for those of you who don't know, I'm really sensitive to the frequency of the collective. So I decided I had to offer this free service to help. Because when we come from a more stable, grounded, and centered place, we can all face these challenges from a place of a higher resonating consciousness rather than a low level of fear or lower consciousness, which is much more about animal instinct and very basic flight or fight reaction. We all need people who are stable in the midst of everything that's going on and acting from a higher level of consciousness to help us all get through this. We're being continuously faced with the question of who we're going to be, how we're going to show up right now, and the challenges get bigger and seemingly scarier. So a really awesome example of this is that I heard a story from a friend who lives in the UK, and she works with a very mild-mannered fellow. And he went to the grocery store, and when he went to the grocery store, he went down an aisle, and he saw that somebody was hoarding cans of soup. Okay, they'd taken all the cans of soup off the shelves and put them in their basket. And this older lady, like very old, said out loud, because she was afraid, she said, "Oh, I was really hoping to have some of those cans of soup." And so the guy with the soup basically told her to bugger off because he had all the cans of soup. And that was her tough luck. So this very mild-mannered gentleman made a decision in that moment of who he was and what he stood for. And he went over and took 5 cans of soup out of the guy's cart, which was full of soup, and put it in the old lady's cart. And the guy who was hoarding the soup said, "You can't do that." And he said, the mild-mannered coworker said, "Yes, I can. You are going to share the soup with this older lady because she needs it, and you don't need all these cans." And he was ready to fight for it, actually. So it's interesting to see what this crisis brings out in us. Who we choose to be in this moment. Who are you choosing to be in this time? What do you stand for? This group frequency calibration is to help you come from a higher resonating consciousness that is above fear. So thank you for showing up and being willing to be open to showing up in your families and your communities as the higher resonating, stable, grounded leaders that we all need. So the last thing I'm going to say for now before we get into the actual frequency work is that because there is so much need to keep us from getting pulled into this vortex of fear that seems to be escalating at this exponential rate, I'm likely going to offer at least one, if not two, more free public service sessions like this to support the community, if forever who would like one. And the next one will likely be in the next 2 to 3 weeks. We have to shift around my schedule, obviously, which is quite full, so accommodate that. And when we have the details on that, I'll be sending out an email to let you know more, so watch your inboxes if that's something you're interested in. Okay, so let's get started. So I have allotted 30 minutes of time for this GFC. We likely will go over. So we can serve at the highest order. Okay, bringing your attention, please, to your solar plexus. This is the space between your belly button and the base of your sternum. Your sternum is a big, thick bone in the center of your chest, where your ribs meet in front of your body. So between your solar plexus, between your belly button and the base of your sternum. That is your solar plexus. So we're all going to take one big deep breath together. Okay? So taking a nice big inhale. And the very, very top of your breath, holding your breath for a count of four. And whenever you have completed that breath, releasing it and holding your breath out for a count of six. Yes, that is long. And notice how comfortable or uncomfortable you are with the nothingness of the exhaled breath. Just notice how you are with that. And for those of you who have a very fast count and who have completed your breath, bringing your attention from your belly button all the way to your heart space, not your physical heart, your energetic heart, in the center of your chest, in your nipple line, breathing normally. Okay, and as you breathe normally here, sorry, there was static on the line, so just trying to clear that up for you guys. So as you keep your breath here in the center line between your belly button and your heart space, breathing normally. For those of you who are new, please note that I am working on you at the group and the subgroup level. And that I'll be making noises on my end. So you'll likely hear me yawn or exhale sharply or even hum. That's just how I remove the distortion patterns. And I work more and more now in silence. So if you don't hear me, just know that I'm still working on you. Bringing your attention now just to your heart space. We've been waiting for the mastermind to become coherent. So now that it has, we're going to ask ourselves the following question. And that question is, how can I become even more aware of my connection only to Pure Source? For those of you who are new, that question again is, how can I become even more aware of my connection only to Pure Source? And to ask that question, just imagine it says, become aware of the space at the very center of your body. And as you become aware of or imagine this space, please notice at the very center brilliance begins to intensify because you have your attention on it. Now, brilliance doesn't necessarily mean light. It can mean a feeling of warmth or tingliness, or even a shimmeriness in the darkness. However it shows up for you is perfect.
And as you keep your attention on this brilliance, it intensifies even more and begins to expand outwards through all of your cells, out through your organs, expanding further out through your bone structure, radiating out through your flesh, out further through the pores of your skin, into the space between your physical body and the outer perimeter of your spirit body, which is a sphere at arm's length all around you. Becoming very aware of the brilliance within the sphere, and that brilliance intensifies so much that the sphere begins to shake or oscillate from side to side. Good. And now please become aware of or imagine the space all around the sphere. And as you become aware of or imagine this space, I'm working with you on spirit level, to increase your frequency vibration, so that this session can be the most effective possible, because it's coming from the highest resonating order. Very nice. Bringing your attention, please, now to your heart space in the center of your chest, and also your solar plexus at the same time. And if you're new, focus on two points. Just bring your hands to each of these two points and press slightly in to keep your attention on these two parts of your body. The reason you have your attention on these parts that I'm indicating is because this is where the distortion patterns come through your physical body in the most concentrated form. Okay? By you placing your conscious attention on it, it engages the process of removing the distortion patterns from the lower vibrating physical, mental, and emotional planes. When I release them or delete them on spirit level, they're gone completely out of the field instantly and in real time. You don't need to understand that for it to work. Bringing your attention onto those two places, simply answering the question that some of you have that you have not actually voiced. We're going to remove or create, depending on the subgroup you're in. Okay? For some of you, we're very advanced. For you, we're going to create more distance between yourself and the collective. For the other next subgroup of you, we're just releasing or creating a removal of the collective fear from you, because you can't tell whether it's yours or someone else's. You just think it's one thing. Okay, so from you, we'll release that out of your field. You're holding the fear of the collective. Okay. For another subgroup of you, it's both. We're going to remove the fear of the collective from you and give you distance. You don't need to know which one you're in. Okay. It's working all of you at the same time. Whatever group you're in, it doesn't really matter. It'll just probably feel better to you. Here we go. Keeping your attention on those two spots. And for those of you who are empaths, a small group of you, dialing down your sensitivity to the collective because you're getting overwhelmed by them. Now we're going to connect these points, so bring your attention between your belly button all the way up to the center of your heart. Okay, in a straight, imagine a center line that you were drawing with a marker. Mm-hmm. All right, this is the collective anxiety of impending doom, all right. And also this hysteria. Okay, it's gotten very amped up. People's pain bodies are super activated right now. Okay, it's infecting everyone else. So bring your attention to that center line. Pull out these distortion patterns that aren't even yours. This will help us come into a grounded, centered place. So we can make better decisions. For ourselves and our families, the ones we love. There's a small subgroup of you who kind of like all the drama. Okay, your pain bodies like it. They're feeding off of it, helping you bring down your pain bodies. There's another subgroup of you that is in judgment of others if they're not in fear. It's interesting. Let's pull this out too. And for those of you who are new, please note that if I say something that resonates with you, it's likely yours. If I say something you really resist, that you think it can't possibly be me, it's likely yours. So I invite you to be open and examine it further. Yeah. Okay, good. Bring your attention to your xiphoid process now. Your xiphoid process is right at the base of your sternum. And again, that sternum is right in the center of your chest where your ribs meet in front of your body. Your xiphoid process is right at the base of it. So if you were to trace the length of your sternum with your thumb or your finger, when it goes from bone to flesh, that fleshy point, when it's a bit tender, if you press on it, that's your xiphoid process. Yeah. Now, for all of us, this is a very unstable time. So I'm going to pull us all back into our centers, into the center of your body. Okay. When we're out of our center, we feel much more unstable, and people's urgencies, stresses, anxieties start to influence more. So by pulling us back into center, we can feel more grounded and more like ourselves. I'm also going to pull us back into the present moment in linear time. The reason this is important is because this is the place that we most effectively create our realities from. If you're out of this space or this point, let's just say, it causes anxiety within us because we fall out of our natural ability to co-create because we're not in the specific point from which we can co-create from. And of course, we're co-creating with pure source all the time. So whether or not that makes sense to you, by bringing you back into the present moment, it will help you feel more relaxed, at ease, and also more empowered because you get to create your reality more from this space. Keeping your attention on that xiphoid process, if none of that made sense or you understood any of it, it doesn't matter. Just keep your attention on your xiphoid process and breathe normally. I'll do the rest. Bringing us back into time, into the present moment. Yeah. Yep. Much, much better. Good. Yep. Bring your attention now, please, to your upper ribs, between your heart space and your collarbones, and also that solar plexus again. In these two spots, breathing normally. Yeah. All right. So this has to do with instability or uncertainty, depending on who you are and how you frame the world. Okay. So some of us thrive in uncertainty. We actually rise to the challenge. Some of us do okay in it. You know, we're like, oh, well, we'll kind of see how it goes. And some of us contract into fear. Okay. Right now, with the collective fear being so strong, even those of us who use the uncertainty as a way to rise to the challenge, that's being suppressed. So I'm going to clear out this distortion pattern. Okay, so you can rise above the fear and use this as an opportunity to strengthen, to hold your own sense of who you are from a highest resonating order. Okay, this is the new consciousness, much higher resonating order. Just because everyone else is being one way doesn't mean you have to be. So let's clear out the distortion pattern so it's easier. All righty, here we go. It is in times of adversity that we can become so strong that we surprise even ourselves, and we can positively impact not only ourselves but the people around us. Pulling all of us up now, far beyond the frequency of fear, pulling us up so we can come from this place. Of a higher frequency, higher consciousness level. Creating more distance from the heaviness of the fear of the collective. Good. Bring your attention, please, to your xiphoid process again, and about 3 inches or 7 centimeters directly beneath it. We're going to clear out, reset, and integrate your pain body. For many of you, your pain bodies are very active, so by clearing it out and resetting it, you'll feel much better. For those of you whose pain bodies are less active, this will help you too. Your pain bodies have a memory. So if we don't clear out and reset them, as you integrate and detox or detox, it's harder for you because you're going to bump into the pain body's memory of who you were before we released these distortion patterns. So by clearing out the pain body, this allows you to integrate much faster and much more efficiently. Again, that doesn't need to mean anything. Just know it makes it easier. Keeping your attention on the space of your xiphoid process and either 3 inches or 7 centimeters approximately directly beneath it. And for a small subgroup of you, your pain bodies keep merging with that of the collective. You stop that dynamic. It's not helping you. Just causing you to feel overwhelmed and taxed. Very nice, guys. So thank you all for joining. I hope this was helpful for you all. And since there is so much hysteria, not succumbing to it is a form of strengthening on spirit level. For those of you who would like additional support, being your best self during this time, listen to this again. The link that was provided to you in that confirmation email is also the replay. Okay, it's free. You can listen to it as much or as often as you like. You can share it with others. Also, as another resource that's free, there's a free weekly podcast and video series on the website called Mastering Your World Through Frequencies, which is about different topics that my co-host Dennis Kelly and I discuss. And most importantly, there's a free group frequency calibration at the end of each episode so you can receive frequency work for free. Okay? If you want to get stronger and more centered on spirit level, this is a great place to start. And once again, free. I've just told you about the free resources that are available because I don't want because I don't want finances to prevent people from getting any access to frequency work. There are, of course, paid options as well to help people go deeper and faster. And I'm not trying to use this call as an advertisement for that work, so I'm not going to list them all here. There is, however, one group frequency calibration in particular that I believe is really helpful and impactful for people. And it's in a couple of weeks, and it's called Confirming the Removal of the Distortion Patterns Out of the Physical Reality. Since this work is done on spirit level, you need to do something on the conscious level because you have free will to see a shift in how you perceive and experience your reality. This speeds things up a lot, and this is where most people miss the opportunity with this kind of work. Right? So I mention it only because I really truly believe that it's helpful and required for many people who want to accelerate the most. Now, given that there are a number of people who are impacted financially by everything coming to a stop, we haven't sorted out the details yet, but likely for April and May, Spherical Luminosity is offering an optional discounted price for some of the upcoming programs for those financially impacted by the virus. Because during this time, I really believe that it's important more than ever for people to have access to this work. So watch the website. It's likely going to be up by April 1. Okay, there's a lot of scramble on our part to be able to support. Right, so I'm also going to be giving a group frequency calibration to support families since they're in such close quarters at this time. And one for kids specifically, since they are feeling the fear of adults so much. And then one for people who are feeling isolated or depressed from the quarantines or dealing with emotional fallout. Those are happening in April. Okay, these are all a support. So as a last note, the next free GFC to support you through this time will be announced once we shift around my calendar. Right? So that will likely be within the next 2 to 3 weeks. If you have a specific topic you'd like to have addressed within the context of the coronavirus, please email info@sphericalluminosity.com. There's no guarantee that we'll be able to address all of these, but I will feel into them all and see which ones are the most impactful to the greatest number of people. Okay. As a reminder, to listen to this again if you need, and I look forward to working with you on the next GFC.